Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. Fruits and vegetables, you got them on your mind.
Always.
Always. Well, we had a little discussion the other day about skins.
This is not like in basketball where you play shirts and skins.
No.
Similar concept, though, because it's with or without the outer coating. And we were talking about eggplant.
Yeah.
And I had roasted some eggplant, or one of us did, and mentioned, I like to eat it with the skin, but the skin was getting a little bitter. And then I just habitually said, that's where the vitamins are. And then I stopped and thought, wait a minute, is that true?
And then I added, well, potatoes. I have heard that the potato skin itself is not particularly valuable, but it's that little layer right under the potato skin. And I say that remembering that in Ireland as a kid, we never ate the potato skins. Those always went to the chickens, the dog, and the cows.
Okay.
But
they went to some use.
Apparently, I'm wrong. And the Irish are wrong.
Well, here's a disclaimer for this discussion. That we're not medical professionals, so we're just reporting on what we learned from various sources that seem reputable. In asking the question, are the vitamins and nutrients, we'll say, really in the skin? So it depends on four things, at least. What vitamin and nutrients are you looking for?
All of them.
That's not always a good thing. What kind of fruit and vegetable are you talking about? Are you talking about raw or cooked? And whether it's been soaked ahead of cooking. Yeah. Or servings.
Well, with potato, you're never going to eat that raw. Same with eggplant.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I suppose you might, but
yeah,
I wouldn't.
But something like a tomato, you can eat either way. So for a New York article, a New York Times article from 2013 had the quote, part of what makes some fruits and vegetables so rich with color are pigments in the skin that have healthful antioxidant properties, which is cool. That's one of the ways that a skin can be good for you. But it's not a blanket thing. So I went ahead and looked at the difference between apples with or without peels,
and we tend to eat the peels of apples, not always.
But yes.
Okay.
Yes, and this is comparing the French word for apple is pomme, and in France the word for potato is pomme de terre.
Apple
so
of
it's
the earth.
Apple and apple of the earth. So that's a fun comparison.
Okay.
So according to the USDA, if you're talking about the fiber in a potato with the
apple
peel of
fiber?
Sorry, thank
apple.
You. An apple with the peel, you get about 5 grams
of fiber.
Of fiber.
Okay.
Without the peel, 3 grams. Of
so
fiber.
2 of the grams are in the peel.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
oh, wow.
Calcium. With the peel on in an apple, you get 13 milligrams. This is just a regular red apple. 13 milligrams of calcium. Without the peel, you get 2 fewer milligrams. You get 11.
Okay.
And potassium with the peel, 240 milligrams. And without the peel, 195. And vitamin C of the apple with the peel, 10 milligrams without the peel. It just said plenty. I thought that was lame.
That is lame. But bottom line is you get more food value by eating the skin of the apple.
You do.
Okay.
You do. And with potatoes.
Potatoes, same thing?
The same thing. With fiber, you get 2 grams with the peel, 1 gram without. So that's double with the peel. Potassium with the peel, 620 milligrams. Without the peel, 470. Vitamin. Oops, I didn't have calcium in there. Vitamin C with the peel, 150 milligrams. Without the peel, 145 milligrams. It's very close.
Yeah.
So,
but the potassium difference is huge, 620 milligrams versus 470.
It is a big difference. If you need more potassium in your diet, that's something for you to consider.
So maybe this is why when I was a kid, an Irish person working out in the fields doing heavy labor, would eat maybe 6, 7, 8 potatoes.
They
at
needed
lunch.
That potassium.
Yeah, make up for the fact that they weren't eating the skins.
Well, the other consideration that when the food was harvested makes a difference. Mm. So, of course, foods contain the most nutrients when they're harvested. After that, they can lose a lot of the good stuff for you. And how you prepare the food is important, too. So some foods lose or gain nutrients when soaked in water or boiled and baked.
Yeah, and some foods you got to do that, right?
some foods you do. Yeah. Potatoes, you do. And boiling, though, removes the most nutrients because vitamin C is the main nutrient in the potato. Mm. It is water soluble. So what's our solution to this, Ed?
Eat more potatoes, but not seven or eight at a meal. So is it better to fry a potato in oil or bake a potato?
Baking and frying lose boiling. Fewer nutrients and vitamins than the boiling.
I guess when you don't have oil, when you have water, like in Ireland, when the Irish were living on potatoes, you boil it.
And that's the quickest and most efficient way to get a lot of potatoes to a lot of people. Tomatoes, however, boiling decreases the vitamin C, but it increases the availability of the antioxidant lipocine, and that helps protect our cells from damage and free radicals. Oh, and fun fact, there is a band, at least one band, by the name of Free Radicals. They're in Houston. They play music that combines elements of several genres, jazz, funk, ska.
And they eat tomatoes.
Reggae, hip-hop, African and Indian music. I want to listen to that band.
The Free Radicals. Yeah. All right. So anyway, eat your skins, folks, except maybe like a banana peel.
Or just eat more fruits and vegetables.
Or more fruit and vegetables, yeah. Hey, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for joining us. Uh-huh.